The Peoria County State's Attorney is asking people to remain peaceful and reserve judgment on the police shooting Wednesday that resulted in the death of 25-year-old Eddie Russell Jr. According to the Peoria County Coroner, the autopsy shows Russell was shot 18 times. Peoria police confirm evidence they collected at the scene is consistent with 18 shots fired. Peoria police say special response team officers fired on Russell about 3:50 Wednesday afternoon when they say he aggressively emerged from his home on Sheffield Drive with a raised gun. They say he was also the suspect identified in surveillance footage of the armed bank robbery reported about 3 hours earlier, just a few blocks away. Police spent more than 2 hours attempting to reach him inside his home. That included with the aid of a family member thought to be his mother. Peoria tactical officers were reportedly on the scene at 2:25. That's a matter of course in a situation that involves a suspect held up with a weapon. The Peoria police chief spoke to reporters about 3 hours after the shooting. At that time, he said early indications were 5 or 6 officers fired their weapons at least 1 or 2 times. The most recent update from the Peoria Police Department says the 6 officers involved in the shooting have been placed on critical incident leave. That update also says the gun police recovered from Russell at the scene of the shooting is consistent with the description of the gun used in the bank robbery. But Peoria County State's Attorney Jerry Brady says there is still much to be determined before any further conclusions are drawn.
My simple message is please, as a community, recognize that we need to determine what the facts are before we make judgments. And I would encourage the community to react peacefully as we go forward.
Illinois State Police are handling the investigation required by law in such a fatal shooting. Brady says he's encouraging them to move expeditiously,
so that we are able to come to, at least as far as the fact-finding portion, at least we are able to find as quickly as possible what the facts are around the investigation. My conversations with the Illinois State Police thus far have been pretty well driven by just procedure. In other words, at this stage, I have not been presented with any of their findings, or if they have any findings.
One of the biggest legal questions at this point is likely whether it was justifiable use of force. Brady says his office will handle those kinds of determinations after the investigation is complete. The president of the Peoria branch NAACP also has pledged to follow the facts as they are uncovered in the investigation and to see justice in this case. It's unclear how long the investigation might take. The Peoria County Coroner says toxicology results on Eddie Russell Jr. are pending, likely to be returned about October 10th. Walker Funeral Service is handling his final arrangements, which are also pending. I'm Tanya Kuntz.